From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is calling for a new consumer protection agency for finances and investments. The Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve both want it. And later this hour, they will make their arguments to a congressional committee. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It won't look like the People's Court, a face-off between Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Rather, they'll testify separately before the House Financial Services Committee, each saying he should get the new Consumer Finance Protection Agency. House Democrats side with Geithner. And while Bernanke is lobbying for the Consumer Protection Agency, he's also facing congressional skepticism over another reform. The administration wants to give the Fed more regulatory power over what's called systemic risk in financial markets. But at a hearing Thursday, top members of the Senate Banking Committee voiced doubts. They said the Fed missed far too many warning signs before Wall Street collapsed last year and needed government bailouts. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
In California, a package of 31 bills aimed at closing the state's huge budget deficit is a step closer to making it to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's desk. The state Senate has approved all 31 bills, but they must still be approved by the state assembly before going to the governor. Voting on the bills began last night after Schwarzenegger and top lawmakers agreed to a compromise earlier this week. Some of the bills impose deep spending cuts, others take money from local governments to balance the state's $26 billion shortfall. Members of the Obama administration will testify before a House panel today about military commissions. They want Congress to create a new system of war crimes trials for terrorists. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Under the Bush administration, military commissions developed what one government official called a PR problem. Twice, the Supreme Court said the administration's rules for the trials were unconstitutional. President Obama campaigned against them in his run for the presidency. Now he believes the system can be fixed. He wants to give defendants more choice over their lawyers and greater access to the evidence against them, among other changes. Under his plan, some Guantanamo detainees would be tried in civilian criminal courts and others in military war crimes trials. Justice Department lawyers would decide which detainee gets tried in which kind of court. The legislation seems on track to pass, but some civil rights groups would rather it didn't. They want every suspected terrorist tried in criminal court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks have opened lower after yesterday's big surge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 53 points at 9,016. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 35 points at 1,938. Global stock markets rose today. Markets in Asia gained ground and European shares are up. Oil prices are holding above $67 a barrel. This is NPR News. President Obama is acknowledging the Senate will not make his deadline for a vote on overhauling the nation's health care system. Senate Democrats have abandoned efforts to pass it before Congress leaves for its summer break next month. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says slowing things down may be the wise course for now. Speaking in Cleveland yesterday, Mr. Obama said he wants to get it right. He said he still wants lawmakers to keep working toward approval of the bill by the end of the year. He's expected to consult with top Senate Democrats. At the White House today. In Myanmar, the trial of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi will continue into Monday. It had been expected to finish today, but apparently ended with only the defense presenting closing arguments. Suu Kyi is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Security was tight around Insein Prison where Suu Kyi and the trial are being held. Truckloads of riot police were deployed around the site, barbed wire barricades erected nearby to discourage her supporters from anything rash. Her lawyer, Ki Win, says he's optimistic about his client's chances and says the defense team's arguments are based on solid legal points with the law on their side. What we don't know, he told the Associated Press, is if the judges are on our side. The defense is not contesting the facts. They admit that the American John Yetaw spent 2 days inside Suu Kyi's lakeside home, but they say he came uninvited and that it was the military's responsibility to keep him from entering, since they were already there to keep her from leaving. Aung San Suu Kyi has spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention. She could be jailed for another 5 if convicted. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.